Dine FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, brought to you by the Slippery Noodle, downtown Indianapolis. And with me, from Shelbyville, from Sharp Trophies by Mac, we have Miss Joanne Bowen and Gary Bowen. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. So, first of all, congratulations. You're rolling upon your 20-year anniversary this September.
Yep.
And would just like to talk a little bit about the two of you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from New Haven, Indiana, southeast of Fort Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Gastonia, North Carolina.
And how did you come to Shelby County? How did you end up coming here?
Well, when I was 10, my dad transferred with PPG, and I was too young to go out on my own, so I came from North Carolina to Indiana.
Did you come to Shelbyville at
yes.
that point? Shelbyville? And Joanne?
Well, Gary and I met in New Haven when he worked at Shelby Steel, so when we were married for maybe 6 or 7 years, we moved back. His parents lived here, so we came back and moved back to Shelbyville.
And what do you love most about Shelby County?
I just like, it's very friendly. I mean, it's a nice town. It's still growing, but it's, you still know everybody, and you can talk to people, and they know you, and everybody looks out for each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
Yes, we have two children. Bobby lives in Indianapolis, and Jamie lives in Kentucky. And we have four grandchildren.
Four grandchildren. That must be a nice phase of your life, grandchildren?
Yes.
Yes, three boys and one little diva girl. She's four, and she's 22 already.
Oh, wow. So your 20-year anniversary, why did you decide to, and you said you purchased it, Sharp Trophies by Mac. What brought you into that business?
Well, there's a gentleman who just had a dedication for it, Jim Sleeth. When he owned Sports Locker, I was working in Indianapolis as a plant manager, and he told me that the trophy shop was for sale. So I went in and talked to Bruce and negotiated and bought it, and the rest is history. And then a year later, my boss said, I would like to quit working in Indianapolis.
Me
what do we
boss.
Do? And I said, the only thing we can do is buy out the other trophy shop. At that time was Sharp Trophies and Awards.
Uh-huh.
So we did. And that was 98. So we've been going at it strong since then.
Wonderful. One thing that Joanne mentioned that I liked a lot is that you will recycle trophies. For people.
Yes, and a lot of people will call and ask if we'll take them. Most of the time, we'll take them if they're 5 years and newer, because most of the older ones, marble bases and old brass figures, we can't really recycle.
Oh, all right.
So if they're 5 years or newer, we'll take them, and then we just replate them and donate it. When we have organizations come in, and for not-for-profit organizations that come in and ask for us to donate a trophy for their fundraiser or a benefit for someone.
Yes, when you said that, I was like, oh, because the kids get trophies, and the first couple are really nice, and then when they start stacking up, mm-hmm. it's like, what do you do with them? You know,
collect dust.
They collect dust, but to put something to a good cause is, you know, it's always
right.
a heartfelt and nice thing to do and to mm-hmm. recycle, and it's nice that you guys do that. So you offer a lot of personalized promotional marketing and gifts. Tell us about that.
We just started doing some promotional marketing. In the last maybe 5 or 6 years, we noticed there was a market for it in Shelbyville. There were a couple of businesses that went out of business. So customers were coming to us and asking if we would do this. And so we started. So if you need promotional items for your business or for a reunion, for a family event, we can do that. Personalized mouse pads, keychains, golf towels, just there are over, you know, thousands and thousands of items you can get your name printed on. So
what are some of your personal favorites that you've done?
Well, now we have bamboo cutting boards, and since the trend is beer, you know, brewed beer and wine tasting items, we have a lot of, bamboo, like cutting boards in the shape of Indiana, in the shape of bears, spreaders, like bamboo spreaders.
Cheese racks. Cheese holders, cheese cutters.
Can you see what the theme is now?
Yeah, wine and cheese.
Yes.
Wine and cheese.
Yes.
It was real big during the The wine walk.
Yes, the wine walk. You know, we get like, 700 people through the store in about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to restock all of our shelves with the wine and cheese items, whether it be wine stoppers, personalized, just along those kind of lines.
Wine labels. Wine boxes.
<There you go. laughs>
Do you guys personally eat a lot of wine or drink a lot of wine and eat cheese?
No, we don't eat wine.
I eat a lot of cheese. Joanne likes the wine.
So tell us where we can find you online.
www.sharptrophiesbymac.com. We have over 5,000 items online. We have a Facebook page.
And you do sponsor teams and schools, and like people can drop off trophies if they're 5 years or newer in age.
Right.
And tell us where you are located.
49 East Washington Street in Shelbyville, right next to Blue River Printing.
Yep. And you guys do a lot of things for our community, you know, and you give back. And tell us a little bit about that, about what you do in the community. I see your faces at a lot of events.
Yeah. And that's probably not just because I'm on the city council and Gary's on the parks board. It's just we are involved in the community. If there's a special event or like just recently the parks had the open session for the skate park. Yesterday was Evans Street grand reopening of the sidewalk crossing, so I was there for that. Tonight is Heritage House. They have a special wing for memory, like Alzheimer's wing. 3 to 6 is the open house there tonight. So, you know, we try to be involved in all the community events that are going on to show our commitment to the community. Yep.
And you do a lot, and thankful for that. Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners?
Gary? We just love being here in Shelbyville. I'm glad that we started the business 20 years ago. Instead of working out of town, stay in town to help everybody. It's a lot of fun.
And it's important to everyone to shop local and
that's right.
And support your community. And especially all ages, the youth, you know, through the elderly. So be part of the community and help give back.
And everybody deserves a trophy.
That's so true, right? Everybody gets a trophy. Well, you know what? But there's a lot of truth to that. And I can remember the first time I got a trophy when I was a kid. And you know, when you work hard at something and you earn that trophy, you know, especially the big trophy. It means something.
Earn it. The young kids starting out, yes, I believe everybody should get a participation trophy. But after a certain age, yes, you need to earn it and not hand it to you.
But it doesn't mean as much. I mean, I got a cheerleading participation trophy. But when I played softball and we worked really hard at it and we were first place, that trophy meant a lot more at that point. So, you know, I think, you know, if it's participation, it's not going to be the same feeling in your heart.
Well, from Washington Street side, it's great for us. We hope everybody in town comes in and buys a trophy.
Oh, yeah. Participation's going to increase your numbers.
Oh, sure.
It's all good. Thank you very much, Gary, Joanne, for coming in today and taking a trip with Penny Lane and Giant FM. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.